Welcome to Foundation and Family, the Erica Diaz Show, where real estate wisdom meets family life. I'm Erica Diaz, here to share stories, insights, and inspiration for building homes and nurturing hearts. Let's dive in together. Hey, everybody. I'm Erica with Foundation and Family. And today we have two of my favorite agents on the team here to talk about what solo agent life looks like and team agent looks like. So, Tambria, say hi.
Hello.
And Cassie.
Hi.
So both of these ladies have done both of these things, but let's talk about how your journey started and where you started and what your journey has looked like.
Well, I was a teacher and I quit teaching and then I got bored and I became a realtor solely because I was bored and my husband told me to join Erica's team because she was starting it. So that was maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and I have been on the team off and on since then.
Yeah. So you immediately came, you joined the team, you excelled, you did very well. And then what happened?
I was just kind of thinking maybe I could try it by myself. Maybe I could be a solo agent. And I did that. It was right before COVID, I think, about 5 months before COVID. And then COVID happened. I got depressed and I came back on the team.
Yeah, but you still did good as a single agent.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was definitely a lot harder and different than I was expecting. But it was cool to like have my face on the signs for a hot minute. And then I got over that real fast.
Yeah, I think some people think, oh, I really want like it to be me. I want to be the brand. And it's funny now where I'm at, I'm like, I don't care if my face is on there or not. I don't want to be the brand as much as I one day wanted to be. But Tambria, let's talk about how your journey started.
So I've been an agent for about 7 years. Okay. And I started as a solo agent in Claremont and I did it for 6 years and I liked it. I had some good years but things changed and I followed you. And so I decided to, you know, come over here and try team life.
And
so it's very different.
How has team life been versus solo agent life?
It's been quite an adjustment. A lot of learning techniques and platforms and systems for me. And it's a lot different in that when you're a solo agent, you're by yourself for everything.
Yeah.
You're by yourself for your own expenses, your marketing, your leads, everything you do by yourself. And being on a team, you have all that covered, but you learn so much on a team. That's what I like the best. I mean, I feel like I've learned more in a year being on the team than 6 years being a solo agent.
Yeah.
Just because you're learning from everybody else's.
Well, and we are doing, I mean, it's obvious, right? If you're a single agent by yourself and you're doing X amount of transactions, but then you times that by 10 or 15 agents, like you're doing 15 times the volume. And maybe you're not directly involved in that transaction, but we go over wins and losses and we go over triumphs or challenges or things that we could have done differently, especially in staff meetings when something does happen. We're like, hey, so-and-so, why don't you share what happened this week?
And it's nothing like being called out.
Well, you usually know it's coming because it's usually happened. And I'm like, hey, that's a Tuesday thing. So, I mean, y'all get to share it. Why do I have to share it? So, tell me about what's your favorite thing about being on the team.
I just like being able to interact with everybody and just kind of toss ideas back and forth and learn from each other.
Sure.
And somebody's always available if you need help with something.
Yeah.
And newer people coming in, you know, you can help them.
That's
you know, because you were new once where everybody helped you, and you know now I get to help people, but. You just learn a lot in a business where you always learn something new.
Right.
It's at a much more rapid pace because you're learning from everybody else as well as yourself.
One of the other things that I think, because I started as a single agent, right? And then it just got to be too big and I was like, this is too much. I don't have any time for my family. So how do I keep this volume but leverage some of the resources and leverage time? Like how could I buy back my time? And so that's how the team came to be. But technology and lead generation or funnels or anything like that is constantly evolving and changing, whether it's this funnel or this lawsuit or this happening. Yeah. And so I feel like support and staff, especially in the last 2 years, has been very involved in journeying down those paths mm-hmm. so that we can kind of work out like what's the next best thing for the team versus just y'all looking constantly like having to stay on like the next cutting edge of what CRM we're using or yeah. what data management we're using or stuff like that. And a lot of time goes into that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge benefit that a lot of people don't even think about is that there's new products constantly launching into the marketplace. And if you're not utilizing them, you're kind of falling behind the trends. And so we're constantly sitting on demos or we're sitting on mm-hmm. trial runs or sitting on just different stuff that can kind of move the needle to make life a little easier in the field mm-hmm. and still be high volume and high production. So tell me, what's your favorite thing about being on the team?
Definitely the interaction between people. I am a people person for sure. So I need that interaction for my soul. But also having, and basically the same thing. I mean, the team is, it's very helpful at all times. There's always somebody watching my back. I mean, being in charge of somebody's $500,000 more or less is incredibly daunting. And so sure. having somebody being able to double check and make sure that I'm not making mistakes because I am human, I really enjoy that. When I was a single agent, like having to, you know, do the open house, do the marketing, do like everything along the way for a listing is very, very stressful. And the only person I could talk to about it was my husband. And he's like, I don't even know.
How did he like that?
He's still to this day, he's, I don't know how you do what you do.
Right.
It's like, it's insane what you do. Like, he just can't understand it. And he's a computer software. So I don't understand how he does, but
right.
Yeah, so just having the team there all the time. And then also, I mean, same exact thing as what Tambria said, because I love, you know, I have this problem and I don't know how to move past, like, I need an idea for an inspection something, or one of our houses won't sell. So how do we get past that? And then just right. all these different ideas, learning about FRPTA for an investment. I mean, it's not something that I do all the time, but we had an issue with it. And then a couple months after that, I had an issue. And had we not just learned about it from another teammate, I wouldn't have known how to deal with it right. properly.
So I know there's a couple burning questions that I think everybody wants to talk about, which is money. And we'll get to that. But can you just enlighten us how your vacations go? Because I think everybody on the team has a general consensus when Cassie's on vacation.
Yeah. I don't know how it happens, but every time I go on vacation, I seem to get something under contract.
Or three or four things actually is what it sounds like more times than not.
Yeah. Well, this past couple, so my daughter plays travel volleyball, and if it weren't for the team, I wouldn't be able to go and travel with her like I have. So we run under contract, but then we lost that contract. So then the next weekend I was out of town again. I went under contract on the same listing. So I don't know if that really counts.
No, but a while ago yep. there were like three houses, yep, yeah, right? Yep. And mm-hmm. three yep. different teammates mm-hmm. showed three different houses yep. for you. I know the one I showed went under contract.
I did one and it went under contract. Yep. Alejandra did one. It went under contract. Yep. And all of us are like, well, dang.
So the last
time I want to go on vacation,
probably in like January or something, I think two houses under contract on a vacation. And my husband had been considering going on a cruise with one of his friends and in June. And he was like, I'm booking this because apparently you work better on vacation. So I'm booking the cruise so that you can get more houses under contract.
It's inevitable. But they do say like, if you need the market to move, go on a vacation. But she's just so good at making that happen. And with the team support, it's mm-hmm. very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we have a brand new agent, Tracy, who is phenomenal, and she's a hard worker, and I think she really enjoys being on the team. And so I needed her to show two different clients, and yeah. she showed them for me. But then that same day I had a past client reach out to me, and they said they were looking to buy a house. And so I checked with Erica because she's still so new. And I was like, well, since she's showing these houses for me, I can't service this new client because I'm not here. I was in Chicago or Utah or somewhere. And so I gave her
one of those places.
Yeah. And so I gave the client to her, and now she's going under contract with them. So,
which is incredible.
It's That's like, awesome. It sucks yeah. that I have to like give away money, but at the same time, I wouldn't have been able to help my other clients if it weren't for her. So I don't even feel like I'm losing anything because I had gained something to begin with.
Sure. But okay. So the burning question, everyone's like, why work harder, not smarter? How do you make money on a team? Because if I'm a single agent, I make X. If I'm on a team, I'm making Y. And some splits, I'm not saying ours go down to it, but I've heard in the industry, they go down to 25% to the agent, which is low. We won't stay on that topic, but the splits are lower when you're on a team. Yeah. Full disclaimer, our splits are not 75 to the house and 25 to the agents. So, but they are different than if you're a single agent. So how's your experience been as far as money goes? Because at the end of the day, none of us are a nonprofit, not yet. We're all for profit. So that's what we're here working for. I mean, we can love our clients and all of that, but we're here to make money. So how's the money been for you?
So the money for me has been excellent. So my first full year, I did more. It was my best year as an agent. And then really when you factor in the fact that you're not putting out on the side as much yeah. expenses for your own photographer, for your own social media, for whatever, you know, you choose to do.
Right.
It really is substantially more.
So you're saying you made substantially more your first full year on the team than you ever did as a solo agent.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah. And what about you?
Yeah, I mean, well, the leads that we get from the team, I would have never gotten before. So even if I bring leads myself and I make, you know, less money because, you know, well, I brought them, but I still have to split. Yeah, I have no problem with that because I'm also getting from the team three others for every right. one that I bring. So to me, it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah. yeah. But I mean, it's not perfect and it's not smooth because sometimes things don't go out properly or they don't get done properly. Like maybe there's a mailer that goes out and your phone number has
9 digits instead of 10.
Instead of 10. But the funny thing there is how many eyes looked at that?
I don't know because the neighborhood isn't very big.
No, I meant in the office.
Oh, maybe like four or five people.
So four people missed it. But the reality is, what did you get from that?
I still got a phone call. Yeah. So the one of the people in that neighborhood saw it. They tried to call it. They said it was like a fax machine. And he must not have realized that there was only 9 digits. And so he looked me up and found me and still called me from that. So
it nice. Still worked. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I mean, there's still human error that goes into it and Absolutely. It happens. But you do have that support system. So for me, I think team life is just really kind of the only way to move into the real estate space as we head into the future because there's so many facets and so many components. It's really overwhelming and daunting to think like, okay, so you get the phone call, now you've got the client, then you go to the listing appointment, then you come back, you do all the paperwork. Now you're the only person in that open house. You're the only person sometimes showing that house. We have listings right now that the seller wants us present at every listing. Right. And the great thing about that is the co-lister on that file, she can call anyone on the team and the seller has approved anybody on the team to be present in that. So that does take a lot of burden and weight off of her and I mm-hmm. so that we can still achieve what the seller wants.
Right.
And then we can still achieve what the consumer wants. So I think it's huge when you can leverage time and you can still vacation and you can still make more, considerably mm-hmm. more. And then I think the culture. I think the culture is so fun.
Yeah, it's like, fun.
I think we have a field trip tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we haven't actually had a bus field trip in a minute, but they usually are fun.
It's going to be great.
They're usually yeah. fun. So we're all piling in a bus. I'm sure there will be some mimosas along the way. None of us are driving. Then there'll be a event party where we're at and we'll be creating some social media content, which will be great for you.
Oh,
and
I love
for
it.
You. And then we will be bused back here. So it is fun because we do get to spend time with the team and we're with these folks a lot. So it's only fair that we get to learn about them and stuff.
And we all get along really well. Everybody likes everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is probably very difficult, especially like in today's climate, in any job that you have. So the fact that we all get along and we enjoy each other's company.
That makes it so much easier too.
Yeah.
But I think that does come with being super intentional on who we bring on, because I know that in the past, maybe I have agreed to bring on some people along the way and immediately I'm met with why. But who said that? Why? That's not a good decision. And I'm like, well, let's give it a try, yada, yada, yada. And usually I think I'm the nicer one right out the gate. Like, no, let's give it a try. And then it's like, so there is a very specific culture. And I think it's funny that we even get into that culture. The culture is just hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mom versus a dad versus a single family member. It's nothing like that. It's someone that comes with a work ethic that doesn't act like an Eeyore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't come here and just sit and do nothing or hope it's just going to fall in your lap.
And
you have to put in your time.
You do have to put in your time. And even though maybe we're not always positive, it's funny, not positive. It's not like,
It's not like depression time all the time.
Right.
It's, let's get this off our chest. Let's complain about this and then move forward.
Yeah.
But even if somebody's having a down day or something, or they're feeling bad because something didn't go through or whatever, you know, I mean, there's been times, you know, people they'll pick you up or you can pick somebody else up. And mm-hmm. so there's also that being part
of
a
support.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we are going to have ebbs and flows in the market. What I think I meant more was like just that specific culture. It is a happy group. It is a fun, fast group. And everybody works hard.
Yeah,
like I can call you at 10:30 at night. You're usually in the gym. And I'm like, what are you doing, Tamria? You're like, clank, clank. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so you're working out. I can talk to you. I mean, Cassie, I can't call before 8:15 in the morning because that's when she leaves school drop off. And so I can call her at 8:15. I can call you at 10:30, 11. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny that like you kind of get to know everyone's rhythms. And so if we're getting calls coming through, I kind of know what agents are going to get what based on the time frame it is.
Yeah.
And then like last night, we got a fun one where, I mean, let me see if I can find it really quick.
Oh man.
Hold on. You're going to have to give me a second. Okay. So this guy, so this is also part of like the funniest part, I think, about being on a team, is when we get calls, which we've had them in the late hours, and there's always some perv, right? There's always some weirdo that just wants to have a conversation. So this guy came through and was like, hey, baby, free tonight? Need my kitty cat played with and spayed on. Sprayed. Oh, God, worse. Sprayed on. I didn't even read it. So the auto response is, hey, this is Erica Diaz's team with Home Vest Realty. How can we help you? Then there's some words that we won't put in this podcast.
And this goes out to the entire team.
We're all there. Everybody we're all can making see comments. It.
Everybody sees this. So some people are like, oh, I want to jump in. I'll send him a picture of this or I'll send him a picture of that. And so it just goes on and on. And
what time was it? It was pretty late too, wasn't
it? No, it wasn't that late.
10.
Well, and we were in the office another time, and Erica accepted a FaceTime.
Yes, that happened. But I didn't know that it was going to be what it was.
Yeah, that was bad. And then she forgot, she didn't click end.
Yeah.
So she has her phone on the table, and the person's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Doing their thing.
They were.
That was crazy.
But it's funny because they're getting all these responses. And so it's like, yes, I sell real estate. I'm not in the pet sitting business, but I do what I can for my clients. And the person's like, who said anything about pet sitting? So it is funny to be part of the team and see some of these calls or text messages come through and the whole company inbox is getting them. And then there's some responses. Some are AI generated. Some are not AI generated. And it is funny. So there is something to that. I was laying in bed last night. I had the baby with me. So that's why it wasn't that late. And I was literally laughing out loud. And he's like, what are you laughing at, mommy? And I'm like, you're three. You wouldn't understand anyway. But it is fun. So if you're a single agent, you definitely miss that part. But you know, I do think single agency is great. I do think team life isn't for everybody. So right. I do get that. It just can be a little more fun if you are on a team, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
So what's another thing that you would add that was maybe a challenge for you?
So I was used to branding myself, my picture on everything, you know, it was all about my business.
Right.
So coming here, that was totally different. There was no branding. There's no, your own website. So that was an adjustment for me.
Well, and it's funny cause I think you're one of the ones that still have a Facebook page for your business and then the team. And personally, I think I've told you, like, do it, don't do it, whatever. But it doesn't feel to me that the agents put in the effort on their personal pages or on their personal business page. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't get as much traction, but some people do it and some people don't, because I think you get used to the team doing it for you. But then I understand why people leave them back there, because just because you're on a team today doesn't mean you're going to be on a team in 3 years from now. I mean, right. We know that with you, you left and came back. So it happens, and that's okay. So I get why people run them, but that branding component is a little bit different and people have to get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a bunch of signs in my garage from when I left.
So do
with
I.
My face on that. I've got open house signs.
Mine, yep.
I've got some for sale signs, and like I could use those. And I don't know, like, I don't want to throw them away, but at the same time, I really want to throw them away because they're taking up space.
Yeah.
But it's like, I spent money on them, but.
Yep, I get it. But now, if you do go out on your own, wouldn't you rebrand and redo pictures and stuff
probably.
Like that?
No, I love my old headshot. I'm never getting rid of it. I'm going to be 80 years old and still looking like I'm 30.
But that, you've seen those memes with the realtor when it's like this and this.
She's 29 and she's got gray hair.
Yeah,
and
it's so funny. It's so funny. One of the other things I wanted to touch on with Team Life is there is training, and we do have a university of sorts, and there are videos. And then we also are in coaching. So if you are out there as a single agent, coaching isn't free. It's very expensive, and we pay quite a premium to coach. But while I think I'm good at my job, I don't think I know everything. My husband would not agree with that statement. He would tell me that I think I do. But I don't think I know everything. And I know that we needed somebody to come in and kind of coach me on QuickBooks and how to run a business and how to make it operate like a business so that tax day isn't scary, you know, all of those things. So coaching has been pivotal, I think. And then the training that you get just growing with the team. So, I mean, what's your experience been with that?
Yeah, I really like all of the coaching was scary at first because I was afraid that he was going to come in and like yell at us all the time, but he's actually really cool. He's very nice. He's very helpful. And he comes up, he's very quick on his toes.
Feet.
Quick on, I don't know. He's like, he'll ask us what problems we have. We have a problem, and he always has an answer. So he's almost like the opposite of you, I guess, where he probably thinks that he actually does know everything in the real estate. Love you, Hank. So the coaching has been great. I definitely would never have even thought about paying for it myself. Mm-hmm. I would not have seen the value in it, I don't think.
But let's talk about the value, right? Let's go to taxes. Was there a year or two that you maybe didn't file?
So I can talk about it now because I'm caught up and I'm better, but I definitely did not file my taxes for 21 and 22 until November, October last year. So I was
23.
Yeah. So I didn't file 21, 22, obviously not 23, in 23. And Erica was yelling at me because she had previously been yelled at for getting her taxes
under. And yelling, I think you need to digress.
Not yelling.
Yeah.
Cassie, have you done your taxes? Cassie, have you
done
your taxes?
And that
Cassie,
came have you from taxes? Coaching, though, because.
Holding you accountable.
Yes.
Accountability. Yes. It came from coaching because I finally gave people access to my QuickBooks and to my bank accounts because that's something that I tremendously needed. And it was like, whoop, why are you spending money on this, this, and this when you haven't paid the IRS? And I was like, I don't want to pay the IRS. And then, so as I got myself cleaned up.
Don't come at us, IRS. She's paid you.
Yes, yes. You're good. You're filed on time and paid. It's April 15th and we are done. So we went from filing, not filing, to filing extensions, which I thought that was progress, to filing on time and being paid because you're paying quarterly or however you're being paid. So coaching just made me grow up a little bit, mm-hmm. you know? So,
yeah.
And I don't know exactly what transpired. I do know how we got there, but I know a lot of our team members would not coach if we didn't provide it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not providing it because you have to have it or you can't handle it on your own. It's just been so instrumental in my life and like in everything. So,
yeah. So I'm not cut up for 23 yet, but at least I filed my extension and I'm whatever. But I do feel better about a lot of things in my life, and I would not feel this way as a single agent.
Well, and you even got payroll set up, which mm-hmm. is huge when you're an agent because you're getting these checks in and they're so big, so people think, but then you're not paying your taxes out of them. You're not getting health insurance. So you're doing all these things. And by the end of it, it's kind of like what happened. And if you set yourself up as an S corp or an LLC or payroll W-2, 1099, like all that matters. So it's so funny. You get into this business and you're like, oh, I want to sell a house. I'm so pretty. And then all of a sudden it's all this other stuff. And I don't really know how you get there unless you're just really disciplined and super educated on running a business and you love selling houses and you have a marketing degree and a finance degree. Like, you need a lot of hats in order to make this successful. So I think that's where the team aspect really comes in and wraps around people, because we're doing all of that. We are providing CPA connections. We're providing business connections, whether you're setting up a PA or an LLC, because personally, I set mine up wrong because I thought I could do it. And then I had to pay to redo it. So I've learned to lean on the people that understand and know what they're doing instead of me doing it myself, which has been a major pivotal growth moment in my career. So, yeah.
And I don't think that solo agents, like you said, can – you have to be very, very disciplined as a solo agent to do well in this career.
Yeah.
And even if you are disciplined, we have several people on our team who are very disciplined and good with everything, but they still make mistakes or they still don't know how to do certain things. And the team seems to be helping them.
Oh, sure. And I think even just agents that are coming in and they're getting transactions within 30 days and you're moving $500,000, give or take, like you said, that's a huge deal. And to do that on your own, I know that there was a time in the industry where you called your broker. We have so many cloud-based brokers that don't exist. You're not calling anybody's broker because I can tell it just doesn't matter. You can call anybody's broker and it's like, good luck on getting them on the phone.
Yeah.
If I want to call team leads, I can actually get them on the phone and say, hey, listen, here's a challenge. How do we work through it? But the brokers don't care. I mean, sorry, all you brokers out there.
Well, and it's very easy to get your broker's license and call yourself a broker and still not know how to do anything.
100%. I can tell you of about 10 people that run businesses, small businesses, and they are brokers. And getting into a transaction with them can be challenging, especially when their clients are calling Zillow and scheduling appointments and then we're offers and they're like, oh, but they're my client. And I'm like, well, Mrs. Broker, we wrote the offer. Like, ugh. So it can be challenging. But any last final words?
I'm very grateful for all the training that we've gotten in the past year. The real estate market last year was completely different from what I've
– yeah.
I mean, I've only been in the business seven, eight years, and it's still changed so much.
It does.
So the fact that we are consistently kind of staying ahead of the curve and knowing how to move forward in these – you know, and it's going to be another crazy year this year. I'm sure next year will be
– yeah. Next year is going to be hard too, just because with the NAR lawsuit and the buyer agency, which we've already kind of worked through that. We had started coaching through that probably a year in advance. So we are deploying those buyer agency agreements so that we can practice and be ahead of schedule. And it's not the way I would have wanted things to go, but here we are, and we are successfully deploying them, but just understanding them so you can let the consumer know, hey, this is what this means and this is what this is about. And again, I think that comes with having the team background. And I'm sure there's single agents there that brokerages offer classes and you can plug into any class, but you really got to go out of your way to find out what those classes are and where to plug in at.
Right.
We're telling you Tuesday, 10 o'clock, you're here. Right. We'll see you. And when you try to slip off to the back, I'm like, get up in here, because the next thing you're going to say is, I didn't hear that. And you're like, I'm trying to work. Get in here, because the bullpen is so tiny.
Well, and I think that helps having somebody holding you accountable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, as a single agent, you don't have that. You might have somebody suggesting something, but they're not like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be a part of this, you have to do it. You have to do these things in order to be a part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I first entered into the real estate industry, I was 18. And nobody told me I had to show up to work. I mean, they said you should show up to work, but nobody said you be here at 9.
Right.
And do X, Y, and Z. So it didn't go very well.
Right.
Until like 30, by the way. So all these young bucks that are in their 20s doing it, I commend you because yeah. I couldn't do it because it was discipline. Right. It was mm-hmm. accountability. And nobody was giving me accountability for free because that's not how this industry works.
Right.
So, well, I thank you for you guys' time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for joining me.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the like. Until next time, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.